Grr. 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 Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and did you hear those grrs? Weren't they great grrs? Well, they're the greatest grrs because that's the intro to the book. That's all I get to introduce this book to you. There's no rhyme or anything at the beginning of it. There's not even that very interesting or plot specific of narration at the beginning of it. So I was just going to grr you. I just grrred at you. I'm very sorry. What do the grrs have to do with this book, though? Well, let's step back to a little earlier in the day. Let's say it was 6 in the morning. I was woken up by a sound or sounds, and as I laid there in bed, I thought to myself, I sure am tired. I sure don't get enough sleep. I sure do need to go to bed earlier. I sure do need to stop staying up and then waking up and being cranky. Because then during the day, I don't feel like doing anything, and by the time the evening rolls around, I'm in a bad mood. I'm in a bad mood with my family. I'm in a bad mood towards life. I sure do need to get some sleep. I'm pretty much tired all the time. Am I even getting the prescribed amount of sleep? Am I obeying the law of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC? What does the CDC say I need sleep-wise? Well, I look it up. Come to find out, I need at least 7 hours a night of sleep. At least, at bare minimum. 7 hours a night of sleep, a good sleep, like a deep sleep, a real sleep, uninterrupted, just solid sleep. Do I get that? Well, I mean, I guess I usually fall asleep at around 11:30 or so. Usually I'm up at around 6:15. So theoretically, I mean, no, I guess I don't. Like now that I think about it, I'm literally never getting enough sleep. I'm never getting enough sleep. Like all I have to do is go to bed like about 45 minutes earlier. I think it'd be home free, but now, I don't think I even get 7 hours of sleep every night. So I guess that would explain it. I guess I solved the mystery of the cranky fit. Why am I so cranky? Why do I get cranky? Or, to put it in Berenstain Bear terms, why do I get the grouchies? That's right. We are back with the Berenstain Bears Get the Whatevers. This is our this isn't our final. This is another family time book. This is a book that confused me, continues to confuse me to this very day. Family time books were from the same people who did On the Road, the ones we've been discussing, the large format hardback books, Hold Hands at the Big Mall. This one confused me, though, because there's another series of Berenstain Bear books that I covered a while back with, I believe I did some by myself and some with Brad and Jeremy on the show. And there was like the Berenstain Bears get the screamies, the Berenstain Bears like get the, I don't know, the itchies, the crotchies, the grabbies. They were really weird books, and I loved them to death. The Collector Boys hated them, and then we loved them, and then they loved them. That one of them involved Brother Bear grabbing his crotch a lot. They kept saying, like, Brother Bear has the crotchies, which was really weird. Or did they say that, or did we just make that up? I don't remember. In any case, at the time I was doing them, I got out the Berenstain Bears Get the Grouchies. I was like, oh, this is another one of those books, because obviously it is. And then I realized, as I was putting the episodes together, that it wasn't. Berenstain Bears Get the Grouchies is a completely different style. It's a completely different press. And I didn't realize it was part of the Family Time book series. Just because it's incongruent, it doesn't really fit with the rest of them. So now is the time to finally come. I mean, and you're probably wondering with bated breath, like, wow, what's the big reveal? The big reveal is that we're going to cover it. We're going to talk about the Berenstain Bears Get the Grouchies. And it's an interesting book, not because it's good or insightful, but because it makes me think about myself. So I guess it is good and insightful. I guess that's the whole point of Berenstain Bears books. It made me think about myself, makes me think about myself and what I'm not doing right in my life. So what happens in the Berenstain Bears Get the Grouchies? Well, being a late 90s book, it is still mama, papa, sister, brother. I don't know who illustrated this book, but it does not look like the Berenstains. Or maybe it does a little bit, but certainly not this cover page. Like the title page is them literally snarling and sneering at each other, the whole family, mama, papa, sister, and brother, drawn by another hand. Their mouths don't usually do that. They have Ninja Turtle mouths with like the lip hanging over the teeth and the little like teardrop shape, like side mouth with the teeth. You know what I'm talking about if you know about the Ninja. Not in like the 80s and 90s Ninja Turtles, not like modern Ninja Turtles, but the original Ninja Turtles. They have Ninja Turtle lips, and then bears don't usually have that. So we get our usual just like standard intro. We've had this intro a billion times. Like most of the time, things went pretty smoothly in the big tree house down a sunny day at Odin Bear Country. Like we know this. Like it's we've had several books that set up like things are usually pretty cool at the bear house. So we know that for this book, things are not going to be cool. That's the way it works. Like initially, usually things are good. So narratively speaking, we're about to be introduced into a situation where things are not good. Usually they smile at each other. They take turns in the bathroom. They say please and thank you. Pass the honey. Again, we've had this introduction. We've had this introduction in the manners book. I think we had this introduction in the say please and thank you book. Like, we know this at peace. Pass the honey. Oh, certainly. Oh, thank you. It's just, we know what being. I bet later on they're not going to want to share the bathroom. I bet they're not going to smile or say please and thank you. But one day things are a little shook up. Okay. So now narrative, because that's our intro. Usually those bears that you love, usually things are pretty cool between them. All right. Intro's out of the way. But one day something happens. We're like, okay, this is the day. This is okay. Are you holding on? Hold on. Because we're about to get into the plot. Here's the plot. It wasn't like that today. There's your story. Usually things are good. Not so much today. Usually things are good. Today things aren't good. But why? Well, maybe because there wasn't a sunny day. So it says things are different in the big treehouse. Right off the bat, things are bad. And then it's like, maybe it's because the day wasn't sunny. I don't know. Usually aren't when you first wake up. Like if you're waking up at a decent hour, you're not terribly sunny, unless it's like, you know, the dead of summer and the sun comes up at 5 a.m. I don't know if the sun comes up that early where you live. You move far enough away from the equator and things get dicey seasonally. But or maybe because they didn't have a good enough night's sleep. Aha. We were talking about this earlier. Maybe they weren't sleeping very well. But the picture is brother and sister awake in their beds. They're both angry, just laying in bed angry. Mama and Papa getting up out of bed and they're not looking at each other and they're both angry. So they're just all angry. And so we get, so the cover of the book, the reason I gird at you when we first started is the cover of the book is Mama, Papa, sister, and brother. It's in their usual family pose, but they're glaring at each other and each saying grr. So then there's an illustration later on after they all wake up. It's a little tight. They're still in their pajamas in this illustration. And they're not looking at each other, looking at the reader. And they're all glaring and they're all saying grr. So right now, we have two separate images of our bear family just saying grr, which I love. I'm going to save that picture because it's brilliant. Now, they're fighting to get in the bathroom. They are standing outside the bathroom, Mama, Papa, and brother standing outside the bathroom, arms in the air, yelling at each other, grumping and grouching about who gets to use the bathroom first. Sister's smart, though. She takes advantage of their grumpiness and their grouchiness. She just scoots past them. She, like, scoots, not past them, through them. She weaves in and out between the family members. Gets the bathroom and locks the door, and they start banging on the door. They all have hateful reactions to the little daughter who needs to use the bathroom. I don't blame sister in this instance. Like, even though she has that, like, smug Berenstain Bear face, the smug face that I love, even though she does look that way, they only have one bathroom, and you gotta go. You gotta go in the morning. You're gonna stand outside the door just yelling at each other. I'm going to move past you. I don't blame her. So they start yelling and screaming. There's knocking and banging. Going on, and we get the classic Berenstain Bears image of all the animals outside of the house are completely distressed by the fact that the bear family is screaming at each other, including an owl whose eyes are facing different directions. I don't know if that's an illustration problem or if it's just I don't know how to draw an owl looking over its shoulder. Hint to all future illustrators, owls can turn their heads pretty far. You don't, in fact, the whole point of an owl is that I think they can't move their eyes that way. I think an owl's eyes are fixed. That's why they have to rotate their head so much. I believe that's biologically the case. This illustrator, whoever it may be, went out of their way to try to draw an owl glancing over its shoulder and ended up making it look like the owl is just, it has some sort of neurological issue. Like the eyes are doing something that eyes are not supposed to do. So the owl had just fallen asleep and now it's been woken up. Even a worm is upset. I don't know why a worm. Usually it's frogs or bunnies or something. Nope, this time it's a worm, a long night crawler. Even the bats who are in a cave that now exists just outside the house, have woken up. They are disturbed and distressed. I guess what they're saying is animals that would normally be asleep are now awake because of how much screaming is going on in the bear's house. I'm going to tell you this right off the bat. I understand this is a children's book. It's cartoon characters. They're doing cartoon character things. But if I were next door to a house, if I were living in a neighborhood, and next door I just heard screaming, like constant screaming from the entire family, I might have check up on them. I might, you know, like make sure everything was okay. There is something going on with the bear family. This is beyond a bad day if you're literally waking up all of your nocturnal neighbors. So they begin fighting at the table. A brother is shoving sister in the face, which is a great moment. If you don't see enough illustrations of siblings trying to keep another sibling away from something by shoving them in the face until their head bends back. That's a nice, real sibling illustration. And Papa's reaching across the table. The bears don't look grouchy anymore. They look downright evil. They have evil, angry eyes in every picture, leading me to, again, believe these may not be authentic Berenstain illustrations. I don't usually see these angriest of eyes on all the bears in a book. Like, again, they look like mirror universe bears. It looks like here's their evil counterparts just glaring and scheming at each other across the table. So then they're staring and sneering and snarling and smacking their lips at each other. They are so angry. They are so angry that when they're in the den, they're not even facing each other. Papa's buried in his paper. Mama is just sitting with her arms crossed, glaring straight ahead. Sister's trying to color. Brother is reading a book. Then the phone starts ringing and they get angry. And then the television is like, they all want to watch a different show. And brother's blocking the screen and sister's holding up the TV guide. And they're screaming at each other. They scream and they scream and they scream until they just pass out. They scream at each other so much. They beat a terrible family at each other so much that they get tired. This is some Olympic level bad family-ing. They're all being bad family members, but this is above and beyond. Like, they have taken this to heights I did not know a family could reach. They're not even angry anymore. They're just tired. They collapse down. They sit up. They're grumpy. They grump at each other. And then they do what every family does after a day of hard screaming, snarling and sneering, gurring and blaming. They do what always happens when you've yelled at each other so much you are physically exhausted, is they begin laughing. They laugh and laugh at what a ridiculous situation they're in because this is dumb. Why are they arguing? This is okay. And then Mama's like, hey, how about some milk and honey before we go to bed? And they're like, great. So they have some milk and honey and they get up and they go to bed. And then the next day, everything's back to normal. Like, literally, that's it. Like, they scream. This whole book is the bear family screaming at each other. And then they're like, oh, we just need a snack. And then they eat it and then they go to sleep. So it doesn't explicitly draw this conclusion, but it raises the question, which is, are they angry because it's not sunny, or are they angry because they didn't get enough sleep? And will enough sleep help them? Well, like I said, the CDC says that adults are supposed to get at the very least, 7 hours of sleep a night. And kids much more. I think 9 hours of sleep for kids in elementary school age is the new prescribed. They changed it a couple of years ago. It used to be a flat 10, like at least 10. But now it's like 9 to 11 or something like that. Like they leave it a little more vague because kids have different needs. But I think 9 is like the base. Like, you need to get at least 9. If the kids aren't getting that much, it's understandable that they'd be cranky. Particularly kids as energetic and as attuned to family living as the cubs are. What's funny about all this is you can't tell because I'm editing it all out, but I am having to stop and yawn about every 30 seconds recording this because just talking about sleep and sleeping and not getting enough sleep is making me so tired I can barely think as I recount the events of this incredibly simple book. So Mama and Papa and sister and brother, let's run. Okay, we're going to touch on these plot points again. Here's what happens. 1, wake up. Okay, wait, go back. 0.5, usually happy, usually polite family. 1, wake up. 2, angry. 3, yelling and screaming all day. very hateful towards each other. 4, maybe we need to snack and to go to bed. 5, they eat a snack and they go to bed. 6, everything's happy. Simple process. All they need is a snack and go to bed. What gets me about this book, and again, this isn't the point of the book. They're not trying to like, well, I don't even know what the point of the book is. Let me try to figure this out. Okay, so you would think, one might believe that the point of this book is to be like, don't be mean to your fam. Like, don't be mean to your, whether you're a mama, a papa, a sister, brother, or what have you. Don't be mean to your family. And if you are, apologize for your behavior. You know, like, even if you're in a bad mood, it's no excuse. Like, even if you didn't get enough sleep, it's a reason, but it's not an excuse. Instead, we get here is the family being ridiculously rude to each other. Just angry, like I said, like angry eyes all day, disrespectful, threatening, just endlessly aggravating at each other. I mean, endlessly aggravated with each other all day, full day of aggravating. Like, some people wake up in the morning and they're like, I'm going to spend all day on this one project. And they do, but there's like a few breaks in between. Like, I'm going to redo the, I'm going to paint the roof. And so, do you paint roofs? I'm going to paint the trim today. Today is my day for painting the trim. You wake up, it's like 8 in the morning. You're like, I'm going to get an early start. You get your paint cans together, you get your ladder together. You put on your paint clothes, you put on your paint shoes, you put on your goggles, you put on your mask. You get your bucket, you get your brush, you get your pan. You go outside, you get your roller. You go outside, you put the ladder up, get up to the trim. You do the sanding, you do the cleaning. You put on the base layer, you wait, you put on another layer. By this point, you're tired, so you eat some lunch, you go back. It's dry, it's dry. So you put on another coat, end of the day. And then you go do something else. Time for dinner, time for family time, time to watch a TV show, then you go to bed. This is not what the Bears did. The Bears were like, I'm getting up, I'm just going to be angry. That's my project for the day. We're just going to be angry all day, all day. We're not going to leave the house. We're not going to talk about anything. We have nothing else to do. It must be a weekend because nobody's going to work. Nobody's going to school. It must be a day off. And instead of addressing this horrific behavior, our horrific moods and attitudes, instead of doing any of that, we're just going to be the worst people in the world at each other and then go to bed. And it works. I guess it works. I guess they find a rhythm and they stick with it. It becomes a part of it. It's the whole day, a full day spent griping, a full day spent angry. And there's no like the next day, like, boy, what a weird. They just smile at each other and they're done. There's an imbalance of power here. The parents hold power over the kids. And when parents are mean to children, whether it's because of their mood or whatnot, when parents are like, actually mean to their kids, that like sticks like with the kids, like that's hurtful. That's like it's unsettling for the whole family, for the family unit. Some apologies are in order. Across the board, the kids should apologize for their behavior and the parents should apologize for their behavior. But what we're getting instead is everyone just sort of blowing it off. But you won't forget this day. You won't forget this day for a long time. It was the day the family broke down. It was the day we were afraid that we were just going to all go our separate ways. That's this day in the Bear family. And I don't know. The Bear and St. Bears get the Grouchies is not, I don't know. It's not a great, it's not a good look for the Bear family. It's a good looking book. I'll give it that. It's colorful. It's bright. You get to see the bears yelling, which is always a plus in my book. It's a plus in this book. But there's no like, there's no benefit to this book. There's no fun story. There's no gags. There's no comedy. There's no nothing. It's just the Bear family just being angry, and then they're not angry, and then they're all happy. And I don't know if I can recommend this one. It's available in ebook edition, which, you know, so you can get it pretty cheap, but it's not great. I can see why they never, I don't think they ever really repurposed this story. I don't think this is one that showed back up again. There's not a television episode based on it. There's not a, like an I can read book based on it. It's just, it just sort of is, and then it's forgotten about. And I think it's appropriately forgotten about. But it's also a theme that's been, like I said, been covered in myriad other books. There's a ton of books about the bears misbehaving or being rude to each other and finding ways to settle it. So seek those books out, from The Berenstain Bears Forget Their Manners to The Berenstain Bears, you know, get the gimmies to The Berenstain Bears Just Say Please and Thank You. Any of those books do a much better job at covering the subject matter than The Berenstain Bears Get the Grouchies, even though The Berenstain Bears Get the Grouchies is a funner title. It's more fun. It's far more fun a title. So The Berenstain Bears Get the Grouchies gets a big from me. I would say do not purchase it. I mean, if unless you're a completist, you can find it for pretty cheap. Or you can find it on ebook. Whatever. Pick it up. I don't know. Maybe your kids will like it. I don't know. I don't know your children. I haven't read it to my kid, my little kid. I haven't read it to my older kid either because she would not care. I don't know if my youngest would like it. You know her name. It's Mitzi. I don't know if Mitzi would like it. This seems a little below her, like, tolerance level. So that's it. I should have had a second family time book to cover. I really had to stretch this one out this week because it's just them screaming. Read up on sleep, by the way. Sleep deprivation can lead to all kinds of health problems, up to and including like high blood pressure, stroke, eating problems, mood swings. It can affect depression. It can affect all kinds of things. If you're not getting enough kind of sleep, there's plenty of sleep clinics out there. So if you can afford it, I understand that healthcare is expensive. But if you're able and you're having trouble sleeping, you may want to see a sleep specialist or go to a sleep clinic because they can help and they can give you some tactics on how to get to sleep, how to better manage your time, how to better manage your sleep, how to improve your sleep hygiene. Why? Because you deserve it. Because you deserve a good night's sleep. Everyone out there, you all deserve good night's sleep. And if you're not getting it, I hope one day you get it because exchange. If you're not sleeping, if you've got terrible sleep and you don't know why, they can point you. There could be other medical problems causing sleep issues, and then you won't have the grouchies quite so much. I'm having trouble describing this to you. I'm going to try though. My eyelids are so heavy right now that I feel like one of those Garfield phones with the plastic eyelids that close down over his bulbous eyes. I feel like one of those phones. Like my eyelids feel like they're made of heavy plastic and they just want to click down over my eyes and just let me go to sleep. Let me crawl into my box with my blue blanket like some sort of man-sized Garfield and just sleep because I am so blessedly tired. You know what else I am blessed with though? Listeners like you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have a Patreon, patreon.com/deepinbearcountry, where I post extra episodes for my patrons. If you go there, you pay at least $1 a month. You get those bonus episodes. I have a few interesting little ideas coming down the pike that I'm desperately going to try to get my fingers on and work out. And some of those may be going exclusively to Patreon. So if you're interested in any new things besides all my bonus episodes, join the Patreon page. $1, $5, $10, $50 a month. What if you're a rich person? What if you're one of those billionaires who have $1 billion and like $50 a month? I wouldn't put you out at all. Did you know that a billionaire could spend $64,000 a day for over 40 years and just not run out of money? $64,000 a day if you're a billionaire? If you're a billionaire and you listen to this show, join my Patreon. You could just give me $64,000 a month. That would be fine. I wouldn't even be like, yeah, billionaire. I'd be like, no, it's good. You'd made good on your billionaireness, billionaire. That's good. That's the kind of initiative we like to see in our nation's billionaires or world's billionaires. I don't know. Maybe you have a billion of other kinds of money. I don't know how it works. I don't know what the exchange rate on Patreon is, but I bet if a billionaire joined Patreon, like as a patron, and gave like $64,000 a month, Patreon would be like, you're one of our top patrons. You get a shirt or something. So this is my plea to the nation's billionaires. Please, if $64,000 a month, I could get new mics. I could get new servers, like the show could be served better. I could hire an intern. I could just quit the show and make my own bears. I could genetically engineer a race of like intelligent speaking bears. I could have my own bear family for that much money. That's a lot of money. So, but I don't expect that of you. Just at least $1 a month, and look at all the wonderful things you can get. If I get a new patron this month, I would do a bonus episode where I will just talk about all the wonderful things I would do if someone gave me $64,000 a day. If somebody gave me $64,000 a day, I would talk about all the wonderful things I would do and my genetically modified family of super intelligent bears. That's my promise to you. If I just see a new patron show up, just one, that's all I need, and you'll get that special episode. I will ramble on for days. But that's it. Thank you so much for listening. There will be a bonus episode this week. I don't know what it's going to be on, but I will surprise you because there's no cartoon based on the Grouchies. No one cared about it, so I'll find something and you will hear it and you will laugh, or, you know, just like put it on and be like, this is good for cleaning the dishes too. But thank you so much for listening, and I will see you all next time deep in Bear Country.